big picked on little. Established picked on newcomer. And if the boy coming up the path was both small and green, as Benny Hogan was, he was fair game. The other caddies would throw Hogan's hat down the hill at the back of the caddy yard, then they'd throw him down. Once they stuffed the skinny little new kid into a barrel and rolled it down the slope. Hogan finally won his place in this genteel community in the time-honored way. For a new caddy to break in, he had to win a fistfight with one of the older, bigger caddies, Hogan recalled. So they threw me in against one of those fellas, and I got the better of him. There were rewards. Caddies made good money. 65 cents for carrying a bag full of wooden-shafted clubs around 18 holes. Tips were a nickel, sometimes a dime. Some summer nights, Hogan slept in a sand bunker on the golf course so he could be first in line to pack a bag on Sunday morning. The money was a powerful motivator. It allowed him to not be a burden to his mother, something he was possessed with. But soon, caddying was not such a hardship, not merely a job. Hogan found that he enjoyed walking over the beautiful green turf in the company of well-off men. He became intrigued by the etiquette and ritual of golf, by its polite but fierce competitiveness. He started to make a point of caddying for the better players.